Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I hope it's recording. I'm not sure if it is.
I see we're live about 12, 13 seconds in.
Okay, maybe it's recording. It might go to the history when it's all said and done.
Sure.
All right, here we go. Got to do a little intro here quick. And hello and welcome to the Cheese Talk podcast. I'm your host, Brian Rego. Today's show, I'll be talking Packers and life with my guest, Emily. Before I get to my guest, I want to give a huge shout out to the Oat Network for giving me the opportunity to express my opinions. And there is a special giveaway once the Ohana underscore Packers Twitter account hits 523 followers. They're giving away an 8x10 Jair Alexander signed picture. I think they're like 120 followers away. So, Emily, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, of course I am. Hey, everybody. My name is Emily M. And I am a huge Packer fan, first and foremost. Born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And currently, I am in lovely West Palm Beach, Florida. Been down in Florida now for about a year. But one of the great things about here is there's no shortage of cheeseheads. So I've met plenty down here that make me feel right at home. I've met Brian through Twitter. Yes, I refuse to call it X. I never will. I've been on Twitter since 2008, believe it or not. So I'm probably an internet dinosaur compared to most. Actually started my Twitter account for a college class where I was studying advertising and public relations, and we had to have an account just to comment on things going on in the world, much like his Twitter is now. I went dormant for a while, and after a few years, decided to revive it. And
oh, I think we lost her. Oh. She back? Hold on there. We lost ya.
I lost ya. Sorry about that. But
okay.
Long story short, I revived my account just to really connect with others, just be unabashedly myself. Food jokes, and especially my Packer fandom. So it's nice to meet you all, and really it's nice to be on this podcast. I've been looking forward to it. Many great guests, and you know, Cheese Talk is really doing some good things here, so I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. How long you been a Packer fan?
Since the day I was born.
Since the day you were born?
When I was a baby. It ran through in my DNA, and ran in my blood. When I was little, both my parents were Packer fans, but especially my father, and most people in my extended family. So I had the ability to be raised with Packers, you know, in my blood. Since I was a young kid, I loved to watch the games. I grew up with Brett Favre, Reggie White, you know, some of the greats. And since then, my love for the team has truly grown, as has my love for, you know, the history of the team and the stats, and just knowing we are truly blessed as Cheeseheads to have such a wonderful team and role models and coaching staff, everything to follow. So
sure.
Way, way back.
Yeah, I go back to the early 90s with my – that's the earliest I can remember being a fan. So that's – I'd be 8, 9, 10 years old back then.
Yeah, I think I might have been in the 4th or 5th grade. I remember going to one of those I can't recall the name, but one of those sports stores and getting, you know, my parents saying, you know, pick something out. And my first ever – Packers jersey was Don Beebe.
Really?
So I'm a goofball by nature, but you know, I love my wide receivers and my offensive core. So still remember that Don Beebe jersey. I'm not sure where it is. I think it lived a nice long life, I like to think, but that and those Packers starter jackets back in the 90s.
Yeah, for sure.
Language.
Remember back in the 90s, like in the school dances where you'd pack like all your jackets and stuff and people would go through and rip all the zippers off the starter? Did that ever happen at your school?
Yes.
They'd go and rip off the zipper starter logo?
Yes. Absolutely.
What are your thoughts on this year's draft?
I'm pretty excited. Now, I was kind of off the grid, if you will, at that time that leading up to it. So I didn't have much time to put my two cents in or to do a lot of research. But, you know, I'm really excited for this year's draft class. I mean, yeah. We had 19 total players. I think, what is it? We had 11 picks and we took up, 8 undrafted free agents. So a nice, you know, almost 24 new players helped shape the team. And from my understanding, our overall squad has gotten even younger. So yep. If you're able to have, you know, be the youngest team in the NFL, what I like about that is we have so many players with a lot to prove. And what's great about that is everyone's kind of at this even playing field. But I'm really excited about it. You know, I think, you know, players like, is it Marshawn Lloyd I'm excited about? Edgerrin Cooper, you know, that's someone, you know, I think within the second round, that's an exciting pick. Just building up both sides of the ball, I see is really cool. I think Kalen King is one of my random favorite picks. You know,
same here.
Really, yeah, I don't know. I think if we're able to build up some depth in our cornerback room, I love Jair. He'll always have a big, big part of my heart. But I think bringing in some fresh talent to maybe spark him to be even stronger and work a little more hungrier, I think it's exciting. But, you know, we've done some really cool things. You know, it's interesting. We didn't build up any edge rushers. We didn't add any wide receivers, but from my understanding, you had the Alex kid. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
McGuff.
McGuff. Either way, my Wisconsin accent's gonna come out in full force. seeing him transition from quarterback to wide receiver is gonna be something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, we didn't draft receivers, but what we had last year was from top to bottom, we're all pretty.
Oh my gosh!
Talent wise.
So great, and I mean, you have Watson. If and from my understanding, you know, Watson's in good shape now. If Watson comes in and is healthy, I want to see him dominate and be the true leader within the squad. But you've got Jaden Reed, my guy, Dontavian Wicks.
Dubs.
Bull Melton. Come on. You've got some people that I think can really become household names.
Yeah. Well, this offseason, I heard that Christian Watson and Eric Stokes went to UW-Madison to get their hammies looked at.
Yeah.
So they went to the top-notch doctors to try to figure that out. And they got a new training staff in, strength and conditioning. I think that's a big key, too.
Yeah, I think I read something the other day where they added 20 minutes or something to their one of their strength and conditioning routines or stretches or something. But whatever they can do to start at the core of their workouts and make them work is huge. But, you know, we're a very young and talented core here. And I think it's exciting that there's a lot of opportunities here to thrive, not just exist, but to thrive.
Yeah, and even bringing in Josh Jacobs. Yeah, it sucked to see Aaron Jones go, but it's part of the business, you know.
The loss of Aaron Jones hurts.
Well, I was excited at first when they got Josh Jacobs, and I'm like, oh, that's not a bad 1-2 combo. And about an hour later, the Packers released him. I'm like, no, but, I mean, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. The guy that Marshawn Lloyd looks – I posted a video on Twitter because I'm not going to call it X either. I posted a video on Twitter the other day of once he gets the ball, his urgency is just – he wants to get from point A to point B as fast as he can. And that's going to be huge, especially if he's running through those holes and he sees an opening and he's gone. So I'm excited to see that. Xavier McKinney on defense, he's what we want. Our last line of defense is safety. He's going to protect the ball and, or, you know, protect the defense. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm excited for our second round pick, Javon Bullard, right? And that's an awesome improvement. I think I have a couple people here that I've been doing my research on and trying to watch some tape. And I think it's going to be fun to watch him.
Well, I mean, you get Jair and you get McKinney, and if you get Bowler, then you get another corner that's, I mean, it's going to be lockdown defense.
And imagine what Kayshon Nixon can do. And my favorite, Valentine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. He was a seventh round pick, too. So he didn't do too bad last year for a seventh round pick.
No. I think. Having just the first, you know, again, first couple of seasons, you get them under their belts, they're going to be able to thrive. I think the Packers have the mentality of, laying the right groundwork, but the core of what they do is really development. I think they see what people can bring to the table, bring to the team, bring to their groups. But it's the heart of it is the development and having that mindset where things are not just in the short term, but in the long term. And
right.
Seeing what they can do with that is, I think, just an incredible asset to what the Packers organization is all about.
Right. And all the talk last year was once Aaron was gone, it's going to be a long, we're going to see what it's like to be a Bears fan. You know, we never saw that. I mean, we might have took a couple road bumps, but I mean, I think halfway through the season, everything clicked and then they went on a roll and they proved that, you know, it's not so much a rebuild like they thought, but even that it just people want to play for a quarterback and they step up their game. I don't think people wanted to play for Aaron Rodgers as much as he said they did, you know?
Right. Speaking of that, did you see that deleted tweet by Amari Rodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, I don't like gossip or random, you know, just random musings and goings on, if you will. But it's just an interesting kind of tongue-in-cheek viewpoint of the way he was received in Green Bay and directed to one certain person.
How could he get better when he had Randall Cobb?
Exactly.
Aaron's buddy. I mean, it's we got in Jaden Reed what we wanted when we drafted Amari Rodgers. That's how I feel about it. And with this offense and with a different quarterback, we're actually able to see what LaFleur was envisioning. Mm-hmm. And we're actually able to run Matt's offense the way he wants to run it, not dictated by someone that has two or three targets and that's about it, you know?
Right.
So, and right. Then with him gone, we can afford more. We can bring people in.
And the good thing is it's the people that we want to bring in, they want to come.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been saying for a while that people, I think the locker room was on eggshells around Aaron Rodgers just because of who he was and what he's done in his career. You know, thank you for what you've done, but there's a time to move on. And I think we got rid of him at this perfect time. Perfect. Maybe a couple years too late, but you know, you can't go back and change what happened. But
that's exactly right. It is what it is. And, you know, I'm very grateful. It's, you know, we're fortunate to have had his leadership.
Yeah.
Him instilling a mindset of winning. It's just, you know, as the final years came on, it was tough to see kind of the erosion of that and maybe the implementation of his own ego.
What upset me the most and kind of like my final straw with him is that final year, it comes out at the end of the year that he was playing with a broken thumb.
Yeah.
I mean, the eagle, that's where the eagle steps in. Why not give the young kid Jordan Love a chance? If you're not 100%, just sit out.
Yeah.
You know, that was it. I mean, it's like you put the whole team, you know, under the bus because you had a broken thumb. I mean, that's kind of selfish to me.
To me, that's the tough thing is, you know, you're not disclosing some things, but it is what it is. You know, you got to let bygones be bygones. I will never wish ill will on Rodgers.
Right.
I did tweet earlier. I would love to see him maybe not next, but on a future Comedy Central roast. Just the possibilities of where that could go. You
know. When he's higher than a kite on whatever he's taking.
Yeah.
They should just have it like in a completely dark room. So no one can see, like a dark retreat, you know?
Darkness retreat. I think that would be amazing. And, you know, someone had commented, you know, it's not that he has a lot of friends and buddies. I'm like, well, you know, he has assets and allies. And for me, it's just one of those things where, hang on 1 second.
I think she'll be back. Where did Emily go?
Ready. So as I was saying, I think he would have his favorites like Randall Cobb. And then I kind of trail off because I think I think there are more people that would come in just to knock him about some things than to talk well. But either way, you know, I will never wish ill will on Rodgers. I saw him working out, you know, putting in work with the Jets currently, and that's great. But my focus is on Love, and my focus is how we have not just him, but we have three people in our quarterback room that excite me. I mean, we picked up, what was it, Michael Pratt, the guy from Tulane, and that's real exciting. And you've got Sean Clifford. Now, I don't think we're going to get rid of anybody. And if we can have people want to come to Green Bay to want to not only learn from Love, really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you have – it's going to be a battle between Clifford and Pratt. I thought Clifford was decent for a back quarterback. He made quick throws, quick decisions.
Seeing Love and play him play in the pocket and him move around and – just the way his arm is throwing.
Yeah.
Rodgers is a athlete.
Yeah. When you hear Green Bay, what do you think of?
Say that again.
Hear that? When you hear Green Bay, what do you think of?
Hang on. I cannot hear you.
I think she's having some internet problems. But yeah, the quarterback room is looking good. You got Jordan Love, Sean Clifford, Michael Pratt, looking good. Going back through the Packers past drafts with Brian Gutekunst, kind of give my thoughts on some of the picks. 2018, our first pick that we took was Jair Alexander. Obviously, he's doing good things. Hope he's a Packer for life. He brings good grit attitude to the locker room. Josh Jackson was our second pick. We know what happened to him. Oren Burks was decent. Got rid. He's ended up in San Francisco, I believe. Jamon Moore was a wide receiver, I believe, out of Purdue. He's no longer, I think, in the NFL. Cole Madison was offensive lineman. He's no longer with the team. We picked the punter, J.K. Scott. I believe he was out of Alabama. He's not with the team anymore. We picked Equanimeous St. Brown. He's now a Bear. His brother, Amon St. Brown, plays for the Lions. We picked James Looney, defensive lineman. Hunter Bradley, long snapper. Kendall Donerson, outside linebacker. What else we got going on here? 2019 is the year we drafted Rashawn Gary, linebacker, stud. Darnell Savage, safety. He's now with the Jaguars. Elkin Jenkins, lineman, versatile stud. Jace Sternberger, tight end. Kingsley Kiki, defensive lineman. Kadar Holman, corner. Dexter Williams, running back. Ty Summers, linebacker. 2020 was the year Aaron Rodgers took his drink of scotch after they drafted Jordan Love in the first round. Then they drafted A.J. Dillon, who's still on the team. Josiah DeGuara, tight end. Kamal Martin, linebacker. John Runyon, who left this year. Jake Hansen, center. Simon Stepaniak, lineman. Vernon Scott, safety. 2021, they drafted Eric Stokes. Josh Myers, center. They drafted Amari Rodgers. Royce Newman, TJ Slayton, Shamar, Gene Charles, Cole Van Lannen, Isaiah McDuffie, Kylan Hill. 2022, they got Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, both in the first round, teammates from Georgia, Christian Watson, Sean Ryan, Romeo Dubs, Zach Tom, Kingsley Ignagbar, Tariq Carpenter, Rashid Walker, who I believe they might be moving to center this year, Jonathan Ford, Samari Toure. 2023, they drafted Lucas Van Ness, Luke Musgrave, Jaden Reed, Tucker Kraft, Colby Wooden, Sean Clifford, Dontavian Wicks, Carl Brooks, Anders Carlson, Carrington Valentine, Lou Nichols III, Anthony Johnson, Grant DuBose, and of course, this year they drafted Jordan Morgan. They drafted Edgerrin Cooper, Javon Bullard, Marshawn Lloyd, Tyron Hopper, Evan Williams, Jacob Monk, Keaton Oladapo, Travis Glover, Michael Pratt, and cornerback Kalen King, who I think is going to be our diamond in the rough. He played corner at Penn State. I'm excited to see what he can do this year. Michael Pratt, like I was saying before, I think him and Sean Clifford have a big battle at quarterback. I think Pratt will be our backup and Sean Clifford maybe to the practice squad. We drafted 1, 2, 3 safeties. I think that's because we went to the 4-3 defense. We got 1, 2, 2 linebackers, Edgerrin Cooper, Tyron Hopper, might maybe slip a safety in at linebacker position. but we got to have a fresh rotation of linebackers, I believe, to have a good, fast defense. Let's see, what else do I've got here? I got a list of some first-round picks through the years. Going back to 1982, right? Okay. 2023, Lucas Van Ness. 2022, Devontae White, Quay Walker. 21, Eric Stokes. 2020, Jordan Love. 2019, Darnell Savage. 2018, Rashawn Gary and Jaire Alexander. 2017, we had no pick. 2016, we drafted Kenny Clark. 2015, Demarius Randall. 2014, Ha Ha Clinton Dix. 2013, Dayton Jones. 2012, we drafted Nick Perry. '11, big bust Derek Sherrod. 2010, Brian Bulaga. 2009, BJ Raji and Clay Matthews. 2008, no pick. 2007, another bust in Justin Harrell. 2006, AJ Hawk. 2005, we drafted Aaron Rodgers. 2004, we drafted a bust named Ahmad Carroll. 2003, Nick Barnett. 2002, Javon Walker. He was an exciting receiver to watch. 2001, another bust, Jamal Reynolds. 2000, Bubba Franks. 1999, Antoine Edwards. 1998, we drafted Bonnie Holiday. 97, Ross Verba. 96, John Michaels. 95, Craig Newsome. 94, Aaron Taylor. 93, George Teague. 92, Wayne Simmons and Terrell Buckley. Let me see here. 91, Vinnie Clark. 1990, Tony Bennett and Daryl Thompson. 89, Tony Mandridge. Huge bust. 88, Sterling Sharp. 87, Brent Fullwood. 86, we had no pick. 85, Ken Rutgers. 84, Alfonso Karekker. 83, Tim Lewis, and 82, Ron Hallstrom. Those are all the first-round draft picks in my lifetime. Out of those, I would go with Tony Mandridge, Vinnie Clark, Jamal Reynolds, Ahmad Carroll, Justin Harrell, Derek Sherrod, probably as the biggest bust. That is going to wrap it up for today's show. I'm going to try to get back with Emily and do a part two of this. I think she was having internet problems, so I apologize. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Cheese Talk Podcast. Cheese is spelled with a Z, not an S. And find me on X or Twitter at cheesetalk_pod. Again, I thank you, and we'll talk to you later. Have a good day.